Shin Pei Bei Sif Yud Aleph. Okay, so here comes the Chiddush. Maybe it's known to us as not a Chiddush, but in the thought process, there's the element of Chiddush over here. So we said before that the law of Schirus Rishus cannot be done Bal Karchoi. It doesn't work. Alba me'ishtoi oime schira v'lekitoi serchim al bishu moicha. Okay, so if we rent from either his wife or his schira and lekitoi, we'll see what those mean. So even though he is the guy himself is being moicha, it works. Uskiroi shall skiroi ulikido shall balabayas sukiskir balabayas batsma. Okay, Mr. Burlama Bez, Abu mi ishtoi, Uwa did mi echad mim de besoi, or any member of the household, the abdafka the wife. I mean, skiroi ulikito, pirish, soccer is lavoidus kolashano. Lakito limoisa kotzer. So they're hired workers, which, by the virtue of the fact that they're hired to work here, they have some power to do activities, etc. So you can basically rent from the servants. Abishu moicha. So how does it work? I mean, he's saying no. Kiman Shemikra did ain't dira so seres. We pass when dira sakum is loy shmo dira. Shemikra didn't mean a rice really. We don't need to do anything. Well, even mirabani don't need anything. Al kadei shal yilma mi meisav. And the whole reason we need to do anything is because we don't want you to create too much of a relationship with the goyim. On the other hand, we felt a need to create a vehicle of bimatarit, so we put a leniency in. So the socher is like the balabayas over here. So you rent it from the balabayas, and that overrides what the balabayas says. So we had before in regards to the idea of a woman being ma'arev shlomi daitoi. So the first sheet that said, "Isha shalom imarevus lo shlomi daito." I feel it imi michabo shal laarev, feel in rogo laarvi mohem. So the woman can contribute against the husband's will into the erev. Okay, that was the first sheet. So the same thing over here, the woman or the luggage could be rent out the property to the emasker it out. But we brought a second opinion over there. She can do it when he's not around, he's not aware, but if he says Ena Reitza, then she can't do it against his will. Okay, so the Gros is saying that the same thing will be over here, that we put them on the same footing. Now, let's say you have a socher of the socher, or a socher of a lokit. The hanu kishyesh the socher rishus lokachas socher. Shielo rishus tishtamish b'cholabayis. So the worker is been authorized to hire workers. So you hire the butler, and the butler's job is to hire the other staff. So as much as the other staff now is allowed to have the run of the house because of the So they're balabayas. Those havi leishiroi gam ken kilo hayisachar shabalabayas. So he's considered like he's the sachar of the balabayas, and therefore he's now like a balabayas, and if you can rent from him. Okay.
What's this case here?
You have a sachar. The sachar is authorized to hire schirim under him. Okay. Okay. So basically, we've created a vehicle that that we don't need the real balabayas to maskir. We basically, any person who has the run of the house, so he functions as it were like a balabayas, has the authority to be masker out in place of the balabayas.
He's using the funds of the balabayas, obviously, right?
What?
He's using the funds of the balabayas.
He is using... He's being masker, not being...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. He's being maskered out. So this is the vehicle which they used to create this idea that you can rent from them. So in the case where you had a Marshal Ho'ir which owned the city, you have the Duke, owned the city, so that was easy. You rented from him or you rented from his representative. That was the socher of the... what we do nowadays is we rent from the local government. Arguing the local government has a certain amount of the rights to enter into any property. So he functions like a socher of the balabayas. In case of an emergency, they can enter without authorization. The fire department, the police department, emergency services, whatever it is. So the government, which oversees all of that, has the power to. They are, as it were, like the sucker of the balabayas. They have the run of the property. They can go there, and therefore we can rent from the properties from them. Which is, so you basically rent from the local government, and that's the representative of the local government, and that's good enough.
When did that start?
So the Mechaber talks about that it's not sufficient to rent it from the Sar Heir, but the Tilim Sar Heir and Abatim Shaloi. We gave him a Rishos Tishtamish about the Ben Heir Kalal, Philip Shas Mocham. Mocham Shakal Sar Heir and Nasim Ela Pi Asar Amimimun Shaloi. Mishir Asar, Mishir Lakito Mahani. There's they have a right to quarter people in the properties, etc. So this is it was someone said Chubas Beis Yosef, Chubas Rashba. He quotes it from. The government has the right to quarter people into the property, so therefore they have rights to the property. Yep. So the place we actually talked about is in Shin Sadial, but the starting point is like from over here, that you don't need the real balabayas to be somebody who has the rights to the property is sufficient. Kiyud Beis. Imed Rotzel Haskir. the goy is not interested in renting it out. So he's karbu echad mi bnei achotzer. So you become friendly enough that he allows you to use his property to store something there. Well, once that's true, that you now have the right to use his property, so once Reuven becomes friendly with Bob, and Reuven asks Bob, "You know, you mind if I store my my rakes in your shed?" "Oh, no problem. You can put your rakes in my shed. This is great." Okay, now he has his rakes in the shed, and now he has rights to the property. Well, probably the house would be better. I'm sure the shed would work. He has a right to store something in the house, so now you can rent to Reuven, representing the goy. So you don't even need skiris anymore. Now there's a Jew who owns part of the property, so now he can just be ma'ariv together with everybody else. It doesn't have to be a member of the chotzer to do this. The first shot for sure, right? The point is you're going to rent from him. So he's quote unquote the hired worker. I don't care where he lives. That's not the point. Now the Jew who's borrowing that piece of property gets the rights to that piece of property by placing it there. Is that the form of Kenyan? Even if the person then removes the item, the Yisrael removes the item from the Rishus of the Goy. But since he got that property with the rights to it, he now is a Baal HaBayis, and you can be cut it from him. The Havile, so he's like Tzchir Lakito, Kim Sheesh L'Rishitu of Imar B'Rishus, because he has the rights. The point of Tzchir Lakito is he has the rights, because he's the worker there, but he has the right to use the property to take. So he has the authority over the properties. I also have. I became a partner in this property. Well, masker, now the Jew who does that can be masker the property out. Shlomi daito. So first she holds amaloi b'skiris lo mahat yo. But you need to need skiris though. Well, out of how you sell me, we don't say the Jew replaces the goy. So therefore, he's not better than the goy. One person is renting for everybody, and that's sufficient. So over here, well, I'm borrowing, and then, so I'm a member of the chotzer, and I borrowed the properties, like I rented the property. No. So first opinion says that you didn't rent from him, because Arba Sakin, you have to rent. You borrowed it from him. So that's why you still need a maisa of being masquered out to the members of the chatzar. Okay. And then the second opinion said no, that in a circle of Hasker, Lenois and Aruba Bedaya. Chen a circle of Hasker, seriously, the days who the love Dafka Skiris Matabakim, who didn't Shayla. You don't need Skiris, Shayla's good enough. I borrowed from the Goy, and I'm a member of the Chotzer. It's like all of us borrowed from the Goy. Mela Shayla Sim, well, but I'd cool him. Come about, he did have tests, then you Skiris. Okay, and die by Masha Nosin by Erev im Shar b'nei Chotzer. So now he just has to contribute to the Chotzer, to the Erev. El Nosin the Erev v'dayo. L'chil nachal lachush the Sar b'Shar. L'halakal ma'isa, you should rented from the Jew, not just rely on his Nesinus Erev. The Mechaber's case was that he's one of the members of the Chatzar, and now he has his own property, and he borrowed the property of the Goy. So he contributes to the Erev. Let's say that the person who did this doesn't live there. Well, as much as you have the rights to the property, and you're using it, it's like you're living there, so then you have to contribute to the Erev. So the outside person just became a Minei HaChatzer.
Are there two
things
here, or is he saying the
Rashba
kind of overrides the
mashmas
of the language
from the Mechaber? I think things overrides.
Okay.
That's like
using Lashon Lechara. Yeah. Person from outside,
no, he came in from the Chatzar by rent, by borrowing from the Goy. And mainly he has to contribute to the Erev. And if the person who borrowed the Rishus on the Goy wasn't a member of the Chatzar, so now there's a Jew who has Rishus on the Goy. Good. So according to the second opinion, he doesn't need to, we don't need to rent from him, but now he needs to contribute to the Erev because he lives here. According to the first shot, that you're renting from him, so you're not looking at him as the Baal HaBayis, so then you rented it. You rent from him as representing the Goy. So he doesn't have to contribute to the Erev. He doesn't live here. And this piece of property is not his. It's the Goy's. But if you're telling me the Pshat is that in a case where he lives there, he doesn't need to, we don't need to do anything more because he took the property from the Goy. So he now has the Rish. So now if somebody from Mibachutz does that, so he now has property in the, he has a presence in the Chatzar, so he has to contribute to the Erev. So Chiddush, he doesn't eat there, but he can sleep there, but he's still calling it his bias. Right. In other words, we're making him the Shatofa, well, because he's using it.
Because it's not
Migradin, it
doesn't
need to be. Migradin is the actual art. Right. Okay, now. Now, Imichel Mokam Abayas Shemashala Yud Gimel, Kimashan Eno Kishlucha Bechol Habayas Lamahani. He has to have rights to the whole house. Having a right to one corner and he can't do anything else anywhere in the house means he doesn't really have a presence here. Now come along with Mr. Brewer. Mr. Brewer sort of modifies this statement, makes it a little bit less harsh. Okay. So a few things that let's see the Bir Lacha first. So the Beis Yosef comes along and says, as long as he says, has not said explicitly here and nowhere else, you become friendly with him. He's allowed you to put it there. If you come and say, you know, tomorrow, would you mind if I put it here? They say, yeah. I mean, he basically agreed to give you rights to everywhere in the house.
I mean, he says, no, I don't.
But the only case where the Jew is excluded is the guy says explicitly, here and nowhere else. It's according to Beis Yosef. The Bach disagrees. He only gave you this corner. He didn't give you anything else, according to the Bach. Now, a Chazar Shabur says the loy mahani. So if he only has this corner, whatever that means according to the Bach, because he was only given the corner, or because of the Beis that he told him explicitly only this corner and nothing else. V'chrenim eskim aladino. The whole of the loy mahani yichud malkum. Hanu dafke she'en lo b'shus l'ishtamish b'isam malkum she'ichud lo klal. V'gabin yochel asalka. The arrangement was, I get this corner, and not the, and the goy is out. So in that situation where the Jew gets the corner and not the goy, so the Jew and the goy are not really a shutvis. The Jew has one part of the house, and the goy has the rest. So the Jew is not representing the goy at all in the part that belongs to the goy. But in a case where the place where we gave it to the Jew, the goy has the right to use that place as well, even though the Jew is limited to that one place. But since in that place he's representing the goy, he becomes like shlucha, because the goy can also use it, so they're both using it. So he becomes like he's representing him, and that's good enough. It definitely fits better with that shita. Would it fit with the other shita? I hear that. That's a good point. Okay. Your dalet. So if you rented from the socher and the locket of the goy, and you put a time on it for the next year, whatever it is, so even though the person who was masquerade, the socher or the locket, was fired sometime during that year, the Jew's right to the skiris of the year remains. However, if they didn't put a time limit on it, so then once the socher is removed, the skiris is batel. So the same way, if I rent from the Balabayas with a time, he has no right to back out in the middle. I bought it already. So as much of the Sakhar represents the Balabayas, I bought it already. I own the rights to this for a year. So it's done. The fact that the Balabayas, the person who rented it out, is no longer here, it's irrelevant. Or if the Sakhar the Lokit died, the same thing. But if he was Sakhar Stam, so as much of the Sakhar is against the Balabayas as well, and the Sakhar is not backed out, so long as the Sakhar is here, my rental remains in force. I rented from the Sakhar. He hasn't retracted. But once he's gone, what's to keep my skiris in force if the Balabayas never rented it to me and the person who rented it to me is no longer here and we didn't arrange for a time? So at any time, he can retract. So firing of the Sakhar is basically the same thing as the retraction. Fine. So it's an interesting question. There's a case over here which we sort of skipped. Let's say the Sakhar of the Lokka was hired lechatchila for a time limit. So Lechara, So he represents the Balabayas as long as he's hired. But we know up front that he's only going to be here for 6 months. Can he rent out for a year? Lechari can't rent out for a year. Or do you say right now he's representing the Balabayas? He's renting. And the Balabayas can rent for longer. So that's, you know, that's a good argument in that situation, that he can't really be rent. The socher has no authority to rent it out in place of Alabayas longer than the socher is present here. Okay. So practical application of this, is easy cases. You ask your neighbor if you can hold on to your key. Would you mind keeping a key, my house key, in case I ever get locked out? I have a key. So that's a normal thing to do with the neighbor. You know, I come and say, I want to start moving in my furniture at this house. He's going to say, excuse me, what are you doing? And he asks him, hold on to my key. That's a normal thing. And meanwhile, now, he was miyakad and welcome there in the house for me to use, but he's using it also. He's putting it in a drawer, whatever he's putting it. So we're together in the same place, so that this then applies. So that I become his sucker. Okay, on your dollar, we can do the Ramah. The situation where the Melech owns the property, so renting from the Melech, and this person was the Gizra Melech, and then the Melech fired him. Abim lo silka rak min ha-gizboris, zayin o'ekul pras ha-melech, zayin rikki b'skir v'lekito, b'yokul l'iskir v'menu, v'engam b'skir v'sarishan ha-dayin kayim. He was moved from this position of the being the governor to a different position. He's still in the Malchus. Now the Chari, you rent him the Gizra Melech, he has to give it to the Melech. So no, is he taking it for himself? So the fact he's taking it for himself is not a problem. This heter, which we were saying before, but a sacher loket, and the reason why it works is because it's like you're renting from the Balabayas, so, but you shouldn't be paying the sacher loket, you should be paying the Balabayas. They should take the money and giving it to the Balabayas. There's no, it would work over there also. Makosa Kredin Lav Dafka Gizber, new point. Elahua didn't call Ebed me Avodav Haktanim. Any person you can have the janitor, Maisi, he has the run of all the properties. He has the right to go everywhere and put things there, etc. Where that's where we talk about the idea of renting from the Sari ear. That's over there in Shinsari Aleph. What? The rights to the rishuyos of the goyim of the city. Okay. Now, but it's al gamri. So if it's al gamri, so your skiris of him is bottle because he's no longer he has no authority anymore. We should put some time over time limit. So you put a time limit, we said before, when the person gets demoted, doesn't make a difference. Because once I bought from him, and the time when I bought from him, he had the authority to give it to me. So, and I bought it for a time. So once that's true, even though that the person rented to me is gone, it doesn't make a difference. I still own it. We still own it. So you should have to do it with a time frame, because then you gain that you prevent the problem of having that person being fired. So how long should it be? The halacha is hiskimo harbekar and the yuchal least kraus man oruch v'rav. The fact that it's a long period of time is okay. Which the chiddush of that is, we should argue that, I mean, if the whole point is to sort of discourage this thing and you have to rent it, so maybe we should do it on a regular basis. So this way, creating this each time, the potential for them not being agreeable, etc. No, we could do it for a long period of time, which basically sort of, in a certain way, undermines the kind of chazal. Yeah, I can, you know, rent for a long period of time, and now I don't have to deal with a goy over a long period of time, and I'm safe, quote unquote. It's still okay. But he brings in the Beis Shlomo. The Beis Shlomo says, "Prefer is the time of a 20-year period." I think I mentioned to you that we that there are the Bach says that the shear is 50 years. You find the idea of 50-year ownership in the Torah, right? Non-ownerships, which are ownerships for 50 years, so that's not, I'll rent them the next 300 years. I mean, for how much? For 10 cents. At some point it looks strange, you know. I'm not going to be here, you're not going to be here, nobody's going to be here in 30 years. What do you mean you're renting it out? Who are you going to rent it out, etc.? So up to 50 years is a time which the Bach holds is acceptable. Right?
It sounds like even for Zman Hazeh, we're acting as if we're really renting it from an individual rather than from this, you know, abstract entity called the government.
Well, in the case, which over here we're talking about the case of a Melech, it was really...
He seems to be making it more relevant to his. He seems to be talking about his Messias.
Well, the case over here is the Gizra Melech.
Right.
You know, it's
right here. He seems to be saying that. Actually, I read it at least.
What?
I read it. It says, therefore, when we rent from the Sarah here, we should do it all as man.
Right. I'm saying again, but there still exists some level of a feudal authority in many of these places. 100 years ago, Russia, they had still a feudal society. 120 years ago. Right, you know.
If we're being mapped on this doing this madness, we're acting as if it's written from an individual.
Right. Well, it's other around.
As if there's a government, the government is sort of there forever. Just the government is this. You have to get involved with what a government is, what a corporation is. It's those kinds of issues. You're not renting from Mr. Mayor.
No, you're asking Mr. Mayor representing the authority to have access to the properties, etc.
As an individual?
No, not as an individual. Well, I mean, you're renting him as the Sechir V'Lakita. He's like the Sechir of the law, of the government. Right? So, yeah, but if I would rent him without his man, and then we impeach him tomorrow. Excuse the bet, right? Right? So if I didn't put his man on it, his right to rent it to me was limited to the time that he's in office. So the question that comes up is, you know, if you're saying according to the Shiloh, which will it be, if we know the Chachil, he's only office for 4 years or 6 years, whatever the term is, can he rent more than that? The Pashas, yes, because we find that they're authorized to enter into contractual agreements which last beyond the time of their term of in the office. Let's just finish off the Mishnah. So the Bir Lacha totally touches on what we look at it tomorrow. So he was the person, let's say his job was the person who oversaw this city. He gets moved to a different position and they appoint a new person. So he has mamash no authority in the city anymore. He's still in the government. They moved him now to a different job. He now deals with overseas military, whatever. Not in the city anymore. But even so, we're saying that it's still going to be okay, even though you weren't Tzarchel Hazman, because he's still in the government somewhere. So the Bir Lacha is going to deal with that. You know, how do we understand that concept? Okay, let's hold it here.